We weren't good enough with our money to all be bankers. So we hopped on to podcast and made Broken Anchor.
Welcome to the Broken Anchor podcast. It is Monday, October. The date went away from me. October 5th. It went away from me for a sec.
You almost had it.
I almost had it. Guys, it's getting colder out. I think fall's officially here. I don't know, man. Do you guys like fall? Is fall your best? Do you think fall's best season in out of the year?
I mean, it's officially hoodie season and my hoodie game is fire. So
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's hoodie, long sleeve shirt with the shorts, which is an incredible combo for me. I'm a big fan.
That Notorious Joe outfit right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, 33 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I can wear shorts.
Hey, no, we all did that in high school, though. It'd be 5 degrees outside with like a wind chill of negative 10. We still roll in wearing shorts.
Why do people do that?
Why do you still do that?
Well, because listen, I'm not soft. That's why. I think like there is something in me that's like, oh, I don't want to be looked at as like, oh, he had to wear pants. He's soft.
See, I mean, when you keep that up for so long, yeah, people are gonna be like, oh, he's wearing pants.
Right. Well, so, I've kept it up for so long now though that it's literally like my legs do not get cold very easily. Like I think like the nerve endings on my legs are like nowhere used to this now.
It's probably not a good thing.
Okay. So I want to lead this podcast off with a little bit of news, a little bit of company news. So we are in the prime wishes of Dominic Antija. We are no longer a sports podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Love to see it.
Dom.
Love to see it.
Dom, you did it. Do you want to give a victory speech is there any words you'd like to give?
Let me just, I had something prepared for this one beautiful day, as I knew it would happen.
You got 30 seconds, and then Ben and I are going to start playing you off.
No, hold on. I got this. Hold on. Are you ready? You ready for this?
Get some Emmy music ready.
The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the soliciting of Japan, it was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific.
Okay. All right. Okay. That was a mistake. We're write that down. We're not letting Dom give any more.
See, I knew it was not going to be anything related to what was happening. I was waiting to see what he was going to pull out.
I didn't have anything prepared, actually, because I never thought it would happen. But I just looked up, like, inspirational speeches and top best speeches of history. And first thing that came up was, like, Pearl Harbor. Yeah. So that was the beginning.
Pearl Harbor?
That was a Pearl Harbor speech right there.
What?
Yeah.
But yeah, Dom, you did it. You wore us down. I think it's for the best.
I wore you down, sir.
You did. I think specifically, you wore me down.
You.
Ben, a little bit.
Yeah, kind of. All I'm going to say, the sports thing here real quick, it is a glorious Monday because the Bengals and the Browns both won today, or Sunday. But
wow.
Never thought I'd see the day.
It's a good day for Ohio.
Oh,
great day for Ohio.
Great day for
Ohio. Joe, you got robbed at gunpoint.
No, we have to finish the company news, and then we'll get to where I was robbed at gunpoint. So
people listening right now, they're like, wait.
Wait a minute. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But because Roblob is going to they're going to be a general sports podcast now. So they're going to cover not just not only Xavier basketball, not only college basketball, but the world of sports. And we are taking one step closer to being the new worldwide leader in sports, which is I think good job for us guys. incredible, incredible move for us.
Watch out, ESPN.
Yeah. But so because they're going to General Sports, we are just going to take the sports content right out of it, and it's going to go back to essentially just what we talk about on a daily basis, just, you know, kind of, you know, shooting the shit and talking about the world around us. And
we have substance.
We have substance. Yeah, that was too self-deprecating. We're entertaining people.
We are so much more than just talking about the fucking Browns and Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Oh my God. Wild.
So every guess single
what?
Time.
Guess what? 2/3 of us didn't go to Xavier. We don't care. Amazing. Oh my God. Wow.
So Dom was admittedly a little upset whenever we would talk about sports and he would get in a bad mood, and we have to, like, you know, we'd have to talk to him a little bit. We'd have to talk him back, you know, hey man, it's all good. We're just talking. And Dom, you won. Congratulations.
I feel great.
I'm proud of you.
You know what? I will throw it back. It is a great day to be a Patriot.
Wow.
Well, unless you're Cam Newton. That's true. All I'm going to say.
No more sports. We're done talking about sports.
You went to Carroll High School.
He set it up. I'm sorry.
I did set it up.
Is there anything else you'd like to get off your chest before we move on here?
Hey, I'm sorry. He just set it up perfectly for the Cam Newton joke there.
Yeah, no. That's more. See, if it's like that, it's fine.
Okay.
If it's like that, it's fine.
So you're good with a little, like, dash of sport.
It's not even that. It's just I hate talking about things I'm not interested in.
So basically, as long as it's not like football, Dom might be okay with it.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to write that down. So we're now.
Because I actually wanted to talk about this today. Ben, why did you throw your club?
Oh, dude, that was a bad shot. I'll tell you that.
It was
right
so. It normally I do not throw clubs.
No.
Are you sure?
That is not.
You
hey.
Look like a pro.
No, if you notice, that club stayed in my hand way longer than I thought it would. I legit. So my buddy that we were golfing with too, Dylan, it probably almost hit him in the
dude,
head.
Dude, I watched that video back. I was like, with the trajectory of that club and where Dylan was, I was like, that got real close, real fast.
That's what I thought too, because I saw it and then I saw the camera pan over and there was another guy.
Yeah.
Whoa!
See, that tells you that I'm inexperienced in club throwing. Because
I mean, again, if you had told me that was your first time throwing a club, I would be very surprised.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was
first time throwing a club like that. Yes, with the two hands on it, but like not.
That was your first time throwing a club like that. Really?
Throwing a club like that. Yes.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah,
golf clubs are expensive.
They are expensive.
They're very expensive. So that's I'm true. Not going to, like, go out of my way to break them. But you saw my buddy Brian. He commented on our Instagram. He's like, oh, taking a page out of my book. That dude, we literally had a bet because we'd always play together in club golf that if he threw a club, I got to smack him in the face as hard as I could.
What?
Because his temper was terrible.
Oh, my God. Yikes.
So,
but what were we talking about?
My club throw.
Oh,
or that?
Yeah, the fact that
You got robbed at gunpoint. We're gonna keep teasing this.
Okay. Do you just want me to get into it now?
But no, I mean, we can talk about it whenever you let's stretch this out and just near the end, so anyone listening can just be like, I guess I need to listen to everything.
You know what? No, I need to get this off my chest because this is all I'm going to be thinking about now until if I don't tell the story right now. So when I was the summer after my
let's talk about how we got on this subject being reminded of it.
Yeah. Right. So Subway does not have bread anymore.
Because I was like just in the middle of a lecture researching some things because it was kind of boring. Shout out to, I'm not going to say his name, but I was in the middle of a lecture and I ended up like searching some stuff that'd be, you know, useful for the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, I found some website information, you know, some logistic things. But then I stumbled across a news article that was talking about Subway and how their bread is not really bread, according to, like, UK law or something.
According to Ireland.
Irish law.
The like Irish Supreme sued, Court. Right? Yeah. Yeah, I wrote a blog about this. They're getting sued by someone. I don't know.
He wrote a blog about it as I was texting him that we should talk about this.
Yeah, I was actively writing the blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the Irish Supreme Court ruled that Subway is no longer Subway's bread has too much sugar to be considered bread. And it's not even close, by the way. So, did you guys read into like why it's not bread anymore?
So the reasoning is Subway was trying to get away with not having to pay tax on their bread.
Right.
Because they said it was a staple food. And
which
bread is a staple food.
Mm-hmm.
But upon further investigation, they found out that the sugar content of the bread is so high, it's actually a baked good or pastry.
Right.
So therefore they have to pay taxes.
So the bread. Yeah. So the level of sugar that is allowed for bread. So the flour that you make the dough with has to be no higher than 2% sugar to be considered bread. Subway's bread is 10% sugar.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, you can't consider that bread according to Ireland anymore.
Glad we're eating fresh.
But yeah. Anyway, back to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so we started talking about Subway, and then I sent in the group chat, remember when I got robbed at gunpoint at a Subway? And you guys said, no, but we have to talk about this on the podcast. And I said, great. So what had happened was the summer after my freshman year, I went to go freshman year in college. I went to go spend a day with Emily up in Columbus. And so we spent the day together. It was all good. And then I was heading home, like back down to Dayton. And I was a little hungry, so I figured I'd get the normal from Subway, which was 2 foot long subs and some chips and 3 cookies. Yeah. You know, the normal
quite the order.
Yeah. Every other Saturday for me. And so I, you know, went into the Subway, and as I was ordering, a guy who was,
mind you, it sounds like you stopped in not a good part of the Columbus area.
Yeah.
Like you didn't do your research here. It sounds
first of all, what research do you do if you're on the highway and you're like, oh, I'm a little hungry, let me stop.
I don't know. You kind of just look around the surrounding area. You should know, maybe this isn't the best place I should stop.
Gotta use some street smarts.
I'm not going to lie here. It did not look like I was in a bad part of town. Like I'm not lying to you. I've been to this Subway since.
But if it's bad enough to where they're robbing Subways, that's a pretty bad like spot of town.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of other places they could rob, but if they're picking a Subway, that should tell you that just about everything else is picked over.
Right.
Because they're like, what, bring at gunpoint? Give me your bread. Give me your sugary, sweet bread.
So I get into the Subway, and as I'm ordering, a guy in a black hoodie with his hood up and a blue bandana walks in and just goes straight to the bathroom. Like he has both hands in like the hoodie pocket. Just walks straight to the bathroom. And it stopped us to the point where like me and the sandwich maker both looked at each other and were like, that was a little weird. Like why? That was a little shady. Kept making the sandwich as I'm checking out. Guy, like we hear the door open, guy walks out with a gun in his hand, like a pistol, and he's pointing it about like probably about this close to my head, like at me, saying like, give me all the money. So I put my hands up. He never asked for me to put my hands up, but I put my hands up because I figured it's just protocol.
Protocol.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been robbed at gunpoint, so I just figured it was just protocol. So I step back. I take like one step to the left to like give him some room, and he jerks his hand towards me, gun pointed at my head. So I'm thinking like, oh well, this is it. Like, deuces, I'm out. And so he takes the money, go and just leaves. And so we went to the back, called the cops, and the cops came and like interrogated me and said, they're like, yeah, so like we'll get like a lineup of people and we'll bring you in. We'll like, we'll come down. We know you're in Dayton. We'll come down and give you an escort up to Columbus to like look at, you know, suspects and help us out with this thing. I'm like, great. I have not received a call yet. And I'm still waiting on it from Columbus PD. So
you're telling us the subway bandit is still on the loose.
So he's still on the loose, and I'm looking for him.
I feel like the real question here is, what happened to your 2-foot-long sandwiches and 3 cookies?
I got it free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at that.
Because all I had was cash, so they didn't have any change.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. I never
asked you this question because when it happened, I was like, a big deal. Yeah. And I was not concerned about it.
But I mean, like
years later.
Well, I feel like you should have been just as a courtesy free anyways, even if you were paying with card, because you just got robbed, like a gun pointed at your head in their store. Like, I don't think that's part of the Subway experience. If you
it is
look
not.
On their website.
It is not. I looked through the mission statement. That is not a part of Subway. Yeah.
At the time, I don't think Jared was supporting that.
No.
He was supporting some other things, but not that.
Yeah, I was going to say Jared's a whole different story.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I remember, so I got, so we were like hiding in the back of the store waiting for the cops to come. So I call Emily and tell her what happened. I call my parents, tell them what happened. And then when I got into the car to go home, I weirdly, like I called Morgan. I don't know why, but I called Morgan to like say like, hey, just so you know, this happened. And she's like,
okay,
great. Thanks for telling me. But yeah, wild day for me. So I got robbed at gunpoint. That's my story. And by the way, it gave me legit anxiety, like PTSD.
How long was it before you went in another Subway?
A couple of months. Because what happened was we were playing, I think I went to one of my brother's tournaments or something like that. And I went into, we were going to a Subway on the way home one day, and I had like an anxiety attack, like a full on anxiety attack, like lost it, was in tears, had to leave the store, went to like, so my parents were driving like a red Prius at the time. And so there were two red Priuses outside in the parking lot, and I didn't even know what was what. So like, I was just not thinking. And so I was just like slumped over on one of the Priuses, just like in tears. And some lady came out to me and was like, are you good? Like, you're okay? And I thought she was being nice. Like, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm fine. Like, thanks for checking up on me. And then I went back to, you know, sulking. And she just kind of kept standing there. And I was like, oh, I'm definitely in the wrong car right now. So that was an awkward moment. But yeah, I went to like therapy for it. It was an interesting couple of months.
Yeah. That's cool. I haven't been robbed, but I solved a robbery once.
Oh, really?
Oh, do you remember when we chased a bank robber?
We chased a bank robber one time. We were 13 years old. We weren't even in high school yet.
We were
13 years old at your parents' place, and what did we do? We went to GameStop.
Yeah, we walked up to that shopping center, and we were like, we went to like GameStop, that like trading card store or whatever, and we were leaving there, and all of a sudden, and this isn't the original story I was talking about, by the way, because we did not actually catch this bank robber guy. But we're walking out of there. We're like in the parking lot, like talking or something. Mm-hmm. And we see this old dude. Like, this dude had to be like 60s or 70s. Yeah. He wasn't running very fast.
It was more like a limp jog.
Yeah, yeah. We see he's running from out of the bank. This lady's running behind him, like banging on all the windows.
Yeah.
Like, help, help, help. And we're like, what is going on? So this dude who was mowing like grass or something in the area pulls up on the mower. And
wait. He was spraying weeds on a lawnmower in a parking lot with no grass. I remember because it was so odd. Take the level of just laziness and multiply it by 10 for this guy.
Yeah.
Took a lawnmower.
Except this dude was not lazy. Like, he was very in shape.
He was like, fucking it.
So,
wait a minute. So wait, let me pull it. Wait. Let me paint this picture real. So he's sitting on a riding lawnmower.
Like a zero turn mower, yeah.
With like weed whacker or whatever you call it.
Like,
it's the pump thing.
Yeah. So he's just sitting there moving? Is he moving?
Yeah. So they roll up to us and they're like, what's going on? Guys. We have no idea. Yeah. It was two guys. And we're like, we have no idea. So the dude that's on the lawnmower, all of a sudden, like before we can like even finish saying we don't really know what's going on, dude has taken off.
Also,
like he books it.
There's a large human being.
Yeah, dude, it was a bus driver. So the dude who robbed the bank tried to get, because there's a little bus station where we were, and he tried to get on the bus, but the like bus driver, I don't know if he like pushed him out or whatever, but next thing you know, by the time we get around the side of the building, the dude is on the ground. You got the big dude laying on him, the other dude holding his hands behind his back. Like,
yeah,
wild situation to see when you're 13 years old.
And then we stayed because we were interested in what was going to happen, because we were talking to that guy on the lawnmower. Pretty cool guy, you know, super nice. But literally not 10 minutes later, you know, Dayton police show up. Lo and behold, it's my uncle.
What?
Literally the next day, we went to his daughter's birthday party.
That was
a great story to tell the family.
Yeah, he's like, how the hell are you guys out here?
Yeah, he was literally like, what are you doing out here? We went to GameStop and then we saw this happen.
Oh my god.
So yeah, back.
But we did chase after him. But by the time we got to them, you know, like they were, it was situation.
It was a very cautious chase though. Like we left
a lot of room.
It was probably about like 20 to 30 seconds after the dude originally took off.
So he got a nice little head start on you.
Went in
yeah.
See what happened. But back to my other story that I was going to tell that. The other one just popped in my head.
Yeah.
So at my old, I worked at a golf course, and I solved a multi-state burglary ring.
You did?
What?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard this one.
This wasn't that long ago, was it?
Like, 2 or 3 years ago?
I feel, it literally feels like it was just yesterday, because I remember the story.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
What does a burglary ring entail?
Yeah, so we had this guy. So I'm working at like, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. One day this dude comes in from the locker rooms and he's like, somebody stole my golf clubs, like cut the lock off my locker, stole my golf clubs. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't know. They're just gone. Like they cut the lock's gone. Like clubs are gone. So I'm like,
that's a wild thing to go steal, by the way.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, call the cops, like whatever, like,
okay,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So cops get there and he's like, I mean, unless we can, like, because there weren't cameras in the locker rooms, because, you know, that's kind of like illegal.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
He's like, unless we can get like fingerprints off the lockers, like there's nothing like we can really do about it unless somebody like saw something. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like talking to him about it. He's like showing me how they get the fingerprints, like kind of cool. And so I like start opening up lockers without locks on them. And next thing you know, I'm finding cut lock after cut lock after cut lock. I'm like,
what?
I think we might have more than just one locker that's been broken.
Everybody's stuff got stolen.
Yeah. So there was like 4 or 5 people ended up being that were actually missing like stuff. Because not a whole lot of people kept their clubs in there. So they like tried to get fingerprints. I think they got like one good fingerprint, but you didn't know if it was actually going to be from who it was for.
Right.
So they're like, yeah, so like if something else happens, give us a call, like whatever. And so I start looking on like Let Go and like all of those kind of apps to see, hey, is there somebody selling like random like golf clubs or something? And I come across this guy and I'm like, man, I have seen him before, like at the golf course. Like, and he was selling like brand new clubs for like way under like what they should be, like plastic still on them, like $400 and like $500 drivers, for, like $250 and stuff. I'm like, that's not so suspicious.
This, yeah.
Like that's not suspicious.
This is the deal.
So yeah. I go into work the next day. I'm like, hey, do you remember seeing this guy? And my coworker's like, dude, he was in here today. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. So we go back and watch the tapes. He straight up steals two brand new drivers. Like, we're lucky my boss was working at this time and she was the one that was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Or like somebody would have for sure probably been fired.
Right.
But literally waited until she was distracted, walked up, grabbed the drivers, walked out.
Whoa.
And this dude was stupid enough to use his real name on like these accounts that he was selling stuff on.
Yeah, that's tough.
So we called the police and the cops literally told him the name, showed him the picture, and like, oh yeah, this dude just got out of prison for doing like 4 years for like burglary. So they knew who this guy was.
Jeez.
So my boss was like, okay, you're the point of contact now since you found this guy. And if the cops need anything, just tell them to come to you. I'm like, okay.
Why not? Yeah. Cool.
So literally a detective like texts me one day, is like, okay, we're about to go bust this guy. Literally like 2 hours later, sends me a picture of a police truck filled like over the top with golf clubs and other golf equipment. Like, and he ends up telling me about it. He's like, yeah, turns out he was working with this dude from like New Jersey, and they were literally like almost taking orders for like new golf clubs, and they would go and steal these golf clubs and then like ship it, like, and then go wherever they needed to take it.
Yo, I gotta say, that's very organized for burglary.
But right? You know, Detective Ben was on the case.
I was gonna say,
and you know,
save the day.
Save
you're like
the day.
You're like a superhero now.
Maybe.
Wow, good for you.
You said it, not me.
Dom, are you good? Have you ever been robbed at gunpoint? Have you solved a mystery or what? Like, what's going on?
I solved a mystery. Okay. So here's this thing. Okay. So it's like a modern day scavenger hunt. So I can't remember what it's called, but I did a couple of years back here in Cincy. Now, what it is like a bunch of people hide things around the city, right? And you get on your phone, it's like an app, right? It gives you hints as to where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go around. And they're like little tiny, like tablet-sized things. And then you open it up, and it's like a whole roll of paper. And you like write down your name and like the day you found it, so that the next person who finds it can do the same. But anyways, besides the point, it's super cool. One day I was exploring downtown Cincinnati, and I was with some friends, and we were just like walking around trying to find some stuff. And this was still back when Pokemon Go was still like bigger than what it is right now.
People still play that game?
Yes.
I think they do.
They do.
I had someone I worked with who was like really, really into it like this year. Yeah.
But anyways, I literally went into a building that I wasn't supposed to be in. It was like a hotel or something, or I can't remember, like an apartment complex. Mm-hmm. Someone opened the door. I slipped in because I was like, hey, can you hold the door? Then I slipped in. And then literally inside, in one of the plants in the main lobby, that's where someone hid one of their little things. So I was like digging through plants in a lobby, like walking around.
Are you getting a lot of weird looks?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, who's this homeless dude who just
got my phone out? I was like, it says it's here. So I was like digging. Pulled out a little thing, unraveled it. I was like, oh shit, I found it. Put my name on it. Put the date on it. It's out. It's now in Cincy. It's back where I found it. It might be, and someone might have moved it. I don't know, but we should make that a thing. If anyone can find it, we'll give you a free shirt.
Let us know. Email us, DM us, whatever.
Send us a picture of when you find it.
Jeez.
Because, Ben, remember what I used to do all the time? the little stick dude holding a taco.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote on, right?
Oh,
I didn't
well,
write my name.
It's you'll very, know if
it's very distinct.
Yeah.
It's extremely distinct.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, never been robbed.
interesting.
Yeah, the closest thing I got is when me and Ben were 13.
Jeez. All right. Well, actually, good for you.
No. When I was working in Ninja Grill, I was like working standing behind the counter, and this dude went into the bathroom looking all shady. Well, not really, but the shady part was his buddy who came in with him, because he was just sitting down at one of the tables, like scoping the place out.
Right.
He thought he was scoping the place out. So the dude goes in the bathroom, no big deal, people do that all the time. His buddy sits down, starts looking around. I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of weird. So I like nudge one of the other cooks. I'm like, you see that guy? He's like, yeah, it's kind of weird. I'm like, yeah, I know, right? But anyway, we were busy, so I was just like, whatever. So,
do people normally seat themselves at this restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It is not a very formal operation going on at this restaurant. Yeah.
No.
I just didn't know if that was the part that was like abnormal or like if it was just the dude in general.
It's because he sat down at a table and the way that his body language was super sus.
Okay.
Like he was looking at every corner of the room. Like he was looking for cameras. He was looking for escape routes. He was looking for God. I don't know. I mean, he's out here looking sus.
Yeah.
So I'm out here, like, it's busy. We're taking orders. I'm like cooking. And then I don't know, like, we have a tip jar that's on top of a little, like, glass, you know, pane. And then on top of a little thing, right? Like, it's Subway, right? Like, memories, but yeah, like that.
Yeah.
So we've had an issue with people, like, taking that tip jar. So we actually, like, bolted it down. Well, we screwed a hole in the bottom, like a fat washer and a screw. And then we had a metal plate underneath it because there's there's rungs in between, you know, like the thing with the tray sit on.
This is the most Clifton thing of all time.
And then we had a nut on the bottom of that to bolt it down.
Okay.
So it was bolted down, but it's still just like a plastic container. So this dude comes out of the bathroom, dead ass sprints. I'm talking like, get out in the middle of the field past like 1 a.m. type of sprint.
Oh
like,
my God.
Bumping.
Jeez.
I realize like 2-3 strides, like good strides, and he's already at this thing. So you can imagine the intensity that he had coming out of this bathroom. If I could describe it like that.
Yo, that's a quick like 0 to 60 time. Like that's this dude's got some.
Yeah, I want to know his 40. What's his 40?
I was gonna
time?
Say. You should have. Where's the stopwatch on this dude?
Hey, I mean, Clifton crackheads, they got superpowers. But, I mean, this dude comes in and he tries to take it, right? But he stops because it's bolted down.
Yeah.
And so it's like, he keeps tugging and tugging on it. And I'm like yelling at him at this point. Already trying to get around the grill. His buddy already, like, he's out of there. Like, he's gone. Because he thought they were going to leave at the same time.
Right.
He got held up. He's yanking on this thing, right? He keeps yanking on it. And eventually he gets it out. By that time, my manager, my boss, came out of the back because he heard the commotion. I'm already running around the grill. We both dead-ass sprint trying to chase this guy down the street. So I'm wearing very, very loose Tims. I never tie them. Okay.
Like, wait a minute.
Never tie them.
You're definitely not from New York. What are you doing wearing Tims?
Hey, chill out, bro. At least I wear pants when it's cold.
Fair point.
Which brings me to my next point. It was cold outside because it was in the winter. Okay. So there's like ice and there's like some salt all over the sidewalk here in Clifton. It was on McMillan Street. Like, Joe, I know you know where that is. Ben, I don't know how many times you've been down here, but it's like
right off campus at UC. Yeah.
It's like a main hub for, you know, restaurants and bars and stuff.
Also burglary.
So we're running down the street up towards like Canes, up towards that area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chasing this guy. My manager's chasing this guy. The sidewalks are just ice and salt. I'm wearing Tims that don't fit right. My boss already fell. We are just trying to catch up to this guy as much as we can. He's having an equally hard time. So I bet, like, watching this unfold on the street was probably really funny. when the Home Alone burglars were just, like, you know, slipping and sliding all over the
place. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know what I mean? But in the end, he keeps on running, takes a right turn down one of the streets. It must have been, I don't know what it was. It was back where Fuzzy's Tacos is now, down that street that goes downhill. Okay. So if you can, like, imagine how far that is from Ninja Girl.
Right.
So it's, like, a good distance to run. And he gets down there, hops in a car, and then drives off. Like, his buddy got the car, he hopped in, drove off.
You think he's very well the getaway fun. Car a whole lot closer.
Yeah.
You'd assume. You would assume.
Parking is tough on McMillan Street, so that's, you know.
But anyways, they did that, and so me and my boss were just, like, pissed. We just started walking back. He was like, do you want to go home? I'm like, yes. So I ended up going home that night, like, early.
Yeah.
So, because it was cold, I was wearing a t-shirt. It was like 4 degrees.
Yeah.
Ice on the sidewalk. He fell. I almost fell multiple times. Almost lost my boot.
Yeah.
It was not a good time.
Oh my God.
But then I realized we can have a little bit of faith in humanity, because when I got back, people were still taking orders. Like, the other employees who were there kept on working. They're still doing their thing. There's still plenty of customers in there. And I get back. I start, you know, doing my shit again. And then we put out a new tip jar, right?
Yeah.
And a little kid pulls out his little, like, baby wallet. It was one of those, like, coin purses.
Aww.
It was like a rabbit or something.
Yeah.
It was like a zipper. And he just pulls out, like, a $5 bill that's all crumpled up. And he tries to, like, throw it in the thing. I'm like, my heart.
Good for this guy. Wow.
Like, I can't.
Yeah.
That's a real MVP right there.
Yeah.
Right after that, some old lady dropped in, like, a 50. And we're like, okay, maybe this place isn't that bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, geez. We've had tough lives, apparently. This is not good. Well, I mean, I guess this here's the segue of the year for you. Speaking of people with tough lives, Joe Rogan is. Has anyone heard about this guy? Or what's going on with him?
What do you know?
So there's, like, a group of employees at Spotify who are saying, like, we demand that Joe Rogan gets censored.
Censored?
Has anybody heard about this?
I've heard about it, but I don't know the details.
So the details are, he originally, when he signed the deal with Spotify, that was like the $100 million thing that might be like $100 million it's a crap load of money. He originally did not put he has some episodes with, like, Alex Jones and like Jordan Peterson and, like, very conservative people. And that was not originally on Spotify. So when he moved all this stuff over to Spotify, it wasn't on there. And because I guess people were mad that podcast even happened in the first place. So then he put those podcasts on there. So now everything is on there, I'm pretty sure. And now people are very upset because he's having, like, it's like Ben Shapiro and Jordan Peterson and Alex Jones, I think, is another one. But yeah, people are not happy with Joe Rogan at Spotify. And I think it's like 5 employees at Spotify who are, like, not.
So what are they not happy about?
They're not happy about, I think it's like maybe like transphobic stuff has been said, or like homophobic stuff or something like that. But they want that to be censored now. So it's in a bit of a, he's in a bit of a pickle with that. But
obviously it isn't that bad because, like, cancel culture hasn't hit him yet.
Well, so that's the thing. That's the thing is, like, so the people who are wanting out, the people who at Spotify are saying, like, we want him to censor his podcast. They want Spotify to have like editing control over his podcasts. So it would mean that Joe Rogan now has, like, that Joe Rogan records the podcast and then sends it to Spotify. They edit it and then they put it out, which is a ridiculous thing to ask, I think, of someone. Because, like, first of all, like, with Roblob, like, we do not touch that, like, the editing part of it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally their thing. Like, we don't want to take away from their voice and all that, whatever. If I'm Joe Rogan and I'm pulling in, I think he pulls in like 8 million listens, like an episode, something like that.
That's that's
casual. Yeah, it's about what we do. I would not want to listen to anybody, you know?
No, and I'm sure it's a breach of contract.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that's the other thing is like how you're telling me that in this whole big deal, like, that they did not hash this out beforehand.
Yeah.
I feel like the people who are in charge definitely know. Like,
oh yeah, you knew what you were getting into when you signed that deal with him. Yeah. Sounds like a bunch of crybabies.
Do you guys listen to Rogan at all?
Not really. I see all like the bits and pieces that get posted on, you know, Twitter, but I don't really listen to him.
I just watch clips. Yeah. Like, they recommend it to me. That's about it.
I think that's how a lot of people, like that's mostly how I listen to him.
Because aren't some of his podcasts, like, super long?
Yeah, like.
Like,
his podcasts are like 4 hours long.
Four or 5 hours, yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but.
But, I mean, he's just sitting there asking people if they've ever done DMT before, you know?
Yeah, and I guess when you're getting paid $100 million to, you know, do this as a job, you can.
Yeah.
4 hours is nothing, you know.
Yeah, but, I will say though, like, Joe Rogan's not he's not a bad dude. By any means, like, I think he's like a very open-minded kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really, people wanting to like cancel Joe Rogan, like, I don't understand why that's
happening. Get the people at Spotify who want him censored on his podcasts?
Ooh.
To see what would happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Have him. Yeah.
So to our K-pop listeners, you can make this happen.
Yeah.
We are once again asking for your support in these trying times. Let's bring these Spotify employees to Rogan.
Yeah.
And make this podcast happen.
It just doesn't make any sense to me how, like, especially because I don't think these employees who are talking about this are that high up to where they could say that and, like, still, and, like,
probably not.
Right. So to me, if I'm like the head of Spotify and I'm saying, like, it's either tell Joe Rogan what to do or fire, like, mid-level employees.
Yeah, but do they have, I don't know, where is Spotify located in the United States?
Probably Silicon Valley somewhere.
So do they have the, you know, do they have to be fired? Can they fire them for any reason? Or do they have to be fired for like a specific performance?
Oh, like just cause?
Yeah.
It's in New York.
What?
It's in New York?
It's in New York.
Probably the same deal up there.
Yeah.
Lower Manhattan.
So, I mean, just by speaking out against them, I don't know if that's fireable.
Yeah.
You know. Now, I'm sure they could probably go bottom of the barrel. Oh, remember that time you were 1 second late? Oh, yeah.
Well, or they could probably just say, like, listen, this is what we're doing as a company. You can either stay with us or not stay with us, but this is the course being taken.
I'm sure that's already been told to those employees.
I'm sure they've gotten a couple of emails from the people saying either shut the hell up or, you know, you can go ahead and get out.
I bet HR gave them some pretty strongly worded letters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the other big thing in the news was obviously the debate was talked about a lot. And guys, where my brain with it went with it was what do you think, what are the top like internet debates that people have had in the past 10 years since like Twitter and since social media became what it is? There have been many like big time internet debates that I think that first of all have been completely pointless, and most of the time have been completely pointless. And I'd like to take a little stroll down memory lane with you guys with this.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
The dress was a big one.
Oh man.
Do you guys remember the dress? The golden white dress versus the blue and black dress?
Yeah.
What color was the dress to you guys?
I saw both,
but it's because people are throwing around two different pictures. That's why.
Really?
Yes.
No, I remember looking at the same picture and it changing.
It didn't change for me. It's because it'd be on someone else's phone and be a completely different picture. Same, it looked exactly the same, but just like everyone was talking about, it was just a negative of a photo. That's why it looked the opposite.
Okay, so that's what it was. Like the negative version was the...
was the white gold.
Oh.
The actual dress itself was blue and black.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like something in your brain or something. It was like the way that different people are wired or something. That's no, how I see it.
Because someone put a picture of it, two pictures of it out on the internet, and the world went wild.
And so that's how the dress came to be.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There were people who were legitimately like ticked off about that. Oh, I remember that. Like, people got real mad.
It was a wild time.
Yeah, dude, that was an interesting debate. The other one that came to mind was the Yanni Laurel thing. Do you guys remember that one?
Yeah.
That was a little more recent.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I think, like, if I remember correctly, that was more like just nothing else was going on and people were just bored. So they just, that happened, and then that just took over everything.
I'm pretty sure it started on TikTok where someone said, let's start a fight. And then they just said, what's the year?
Yeah, something like that.
How long does TikTok go back? When did TikTok become a thing?
It was post-Vine, so it had to...
So there is always, like, Musical.ly was before, like, TikTok, but they're basically the same thing. But, like, Musical.ly got banned or something, like... for violating terms of service or something. I don't know. But so then like TikTok was born, but I don't know the exact timeline, but it started somewhere in like that kind of realm.
Interesting. But yeah, that was a good debate because people that was like anger out of boredom, which is a very interesting and entertaining anger to watch happen on the internet.
Yeah.
That was a good thing to be a part of.
One that came to my mind was, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Dude, what are your guys' takes on this?
Yes.
It can be there. I mean, sure.
I hate it. I hate pineapple.
I don't go out of my way to get it. Like, it's not at the top of my list. I mean, I don't know, man.
But if you're eating like a Hawaiian pizza.
I've eaten a Hawaiian pizza when there was no pepperoni.
Hawaiian pizza is like ham and pineapple.
And like bacon.
Yeah.
What are we doing,
guys? I will admit, though, I have had it was a pineapple chicken pizza. And that was actually pretty good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've ever had pineapple on pizza other than like a Hawaiian pizza. So
I can't do pineapple on pizza.
It's not my favorite thing. I used to be like super against it. Like, super, super against it.
What do you get? Like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, it's been a thing for a while, and people still eat it. So, I mean, it can't be, like, that terrible.
Right.
You know?
I can't. It's just too conflicting tastes for me. I don't get it. Like, why? It just feels unnecessary.
Salty sweet, you know?
Yeah.
But... it's just why, like, what are we? It just feels unnecessary. I don't know. Maybe that's just my opinion. But if you guys order a pizza, if it's like, and I'm not talking about like if you're hanging out with people ordering a pizza. I'm talking like it's like 11 at night. You're hungry. There's just pizza available. Then you're calling up. You're ordering pizza at like midnight. It's late at night. Just you. what do you get on the pizza?
Pepperoni.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that late at night, you got to go with the, like, the Cousin Vinny's. You know?
That's exactly what I was saying. The big deal.
Yeah, the big deal. You can't beat it.
That's a big 10, but now it's the big deal.
Yeah, because it's like $12 now.
Yeah. For anyone, yeah. But then again, the Big Ten Conference has 14 teams in it, so what are we doing?
True.
Not that we're a sports podcast.
So much shame.
But yeah, dude. So for anyone outside Ohio, that the Cousin Vinny's big deal is a big deal. I'm a big fan of that deal.
I've done this before. Like, we've definitely searched if Cousin Vinny's was like a nationwide thing.
It's a chain,
but it's just in Ohio, I think.
No, there's no way.
So if I remember correctly, I looked this up like a couple of years ago, and it's just in Ohio. Maybe I'm wrong.
Huh.
I'm looking it up. I'm searching on a map.
Because, yeah, you just go to locations on the site. It's not that.
On the site, it just gives me locations near me.
Ah. Yeah. I
mean, there's a hell of a lot of locations near me, I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, because we're in Southwest Ohio, but I'm pretty sure it's just an Ohio thing.
I mean, I don't think it is.
It should not be this hard to figure out.
I was gonna say we got three brains.
Is someone else looking?
Yeah, we got all three of us researching this at the same time, because
there's Indiana and Virginia.
There it is.
Virginia.
Yep.
What the hell?
There it is.
Is there like, are there a lot of locations in Virginia?
No, there's only two. Well, according to this, there's only two locations outside of Ohio.
Okay. So yeah, it's pretty much just an Ohio thing.
Yeah.
But so for anyone outside of Ohio or Virginia, really, apparently, who doesn't know what this is, you get like, it's like a large pizza, two drinks, and breadsticks for like $12.
Hot deal.
That is a hot deal.
Hot deal.
Hot deal.
It's a nice reusable cup.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It has Cousin Vinny's number on it, so you'll never forget when you're drunk.
I do have quite a few of those plastic cups, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember they, like, it was maybe one or two Halloweens ago, they gave out ones that glow in the dark.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are sweet.
Speaking of Halloween, it is right around the corner. Do you think they're going to bring back the spooky Whopper?
Oh, my God.
I don't think so. I think they got too many issues with people's poop turning black or whatever.
They had some issues with that, dude. The new commercials that Burger King has right now with the Whopper, where they, like, go out and, like, ask people, like, oh, what do you think of the Whopper? And they're like, oh, like, I love the Whopper. Oh, do you guys have a Whopper right now? Nobody is asking that, dude.
No. Nobody.
Who says that out of the fast food burgers available in this country, you go to Burger King first?
Nobody. They're terrible.
They're not bad. Their name has burger in it.
But,
when is the last time you had Burger King?
It has been a while.
Go out and try it. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, get yourself a Whopper.
Are you guys a fan of the Whopper?
The Whopper's not terrible. Bad, man. I mean, we're bashing on it.
What all comes on a Whopper?
Everything except cheese, unless you ask for cheese.
What does everything mean?
Like lettuce, tomato, onions.
Pickles. Mustard, ketchup.
I can't do sliced tomato on a burger. Like just like raw, like sliced tomato, I can't do that. I'm not a fan.
What do you do with your tomatoes?
I just don't get them. I tell
you
them
not that, eat tomatoes?
No, like I'll eat like salsa or ketchup or
so you don't eat other tomatoes.
He doesn't eat tomatoes. He does not eat tomatoes.
No, just like the sliced tomato. I just why? It grosses me out. It's too juicy for me in a burger. I don't like it at all.
And yet you'll slurp the juice of salsa.
It's not a juice. Why'd you say it that way? Why would you say it like that?
Made out of them.
No. Salsa is not a juice.
Man, I don't. That's a interesting.
It's not a juice, but I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's wet.
It's very moist. It's,
yeah. But you made it seem like I just, like, drink salsa. Like, what are we doing here? I don't just.
But you're saying a tomato is too juicy. But then you're eating salsa, which is very.
But I know what I'm getting into, though.
Mm-hmm. But you know what you're getting into when you eat just a tomato.
I don't know. Something about it just grosses me out. Like, it looks like a tire, but in food form and red. I don't get it. I don't like
okay,
it.
Okay, what about like cherry tomatoes?
No.
The really little guys.
No.
What's wrong with that?
Salad? I just don't feel like it's like if I want a fruit that small, that's in a circle shape, I'll go get a grape. Like, what is it's a competition here that does not need to happen.
Ben, we're talking to the guy who doesn't like hummus.
Yeah. Which, again, I don't think it's a bad thing to not like.
Hummus is pretty good.
It's overrated. It's overrated.
Panera's overrated.
Panera's overrated. Hummus
Panera
is overrated.
Definitely overrated.
Sliced tomatoes stink. Okay, but I'll
go. We know what Joe's writing a blog about this week, and I think he just pissed off about the entire Midwest.
My week on the blog did not go too swimmingly this week. I got ripped apart for a certain Big East take that I had. But
yeah, you that did not. We literally got kicked out of a group.
Oh boy, what are you gonna do? You can't please them all. Yeah, it is what it is.
I was disappointed we didn't get a State of the Broken Anchor, like, real version out of you.
Well, that's every Monday on Morning Coffee now.
Oh, well.
That's what it is. So that's why when I saw you wrote the article about it, I was like, wait a minute, what is going? It was like the biggest just like pretzel that my mind was in. I was like,
oh yeah, I knew it would probably throw people for a loop because they're thinking, oh, State of the Broken Anchor. Oh yeah, Joe's gonna be writing it. Nope.
Well, I just kind of figured, you know, head of the company here, I'd probably be the one to write the, you know, moving the company forward or whatever.
Hey, you may be the CEO, president, general manager, player.
Dude, I've been signing whatever. My emails as when we're talking about Broken Anchor stuff. I've been signing my emails as founder, CEO, president, and fearless leader, just slashed next to each other.
I am so upset you did not send me a picture of you just genuinely terrified of something.
I know, dude. I thought about that right after you posted it. I was like, I can't believe I forget it. But
Ben's still the face of the company.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, like, all three of us are kind of are.
I think Ben's way ahead of us.
Yeah, you guys have just been introduced. Like,
in terms of volume, yeah, Ben's got us. I'll own up to that.
He's been under the spotlight for a lot longer.
It's hard, you know, carrying this company on my back has just been
like yeah. the whole I was gonna like make up a fiasco, but I can't think of anything right now.
So yeah, man, I'm trying to think of any other debates that have happened over the internet's period of time. But I think that about covers it in terms of, I mean, the fast food burger thing is a ridiculous thing when we're talking about a Whopper. I mean, this is just, what are we doing?
I'm telling you, go out and try a burger from Burger King this week. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Really? I don't even know where a Burger King is.
Doesn't matter. Wherever it is, I'll go there, get a burger.
I'll figure it out. I mean, if we're putting fast food burgers on a list, then what's your guys' top three then?
Oh God.
Top three.
Are we saying like Five Guys and like Smashburger are fast food burgers?
Okay, so Dom and I have drunkenly had this conversation before of what defines fast food.
Oh yeah, we did, didn't we?
What? I'm honestly trying to remember.
Has to have a drive-thru.
I agree.
Okay.
That was the big differentiator.
Right.